half the time. That's good. And if a child, one of your grandchildren or something, comes up to you and asks you for some help doing his homework or something, and you say, "Well, I'll give you the answer to that, but you to know that
you ought to know that," you say.
Okay. And do you use someone asks you if you'd be able to help them, you know, do a job of some sort? You say, "Well, I'm not sure, but I might."
I might, if it's the Lord's will.
All right. Now, do you ever use the expression "might could"?
I've heard people say that.
That's not common for you, though.
No, it's not. No.
Okay. Now, these birds that you see out in the barn, a couple different kinds that they supposedly can see in the dark, and some of them make a kind of.
There's one of them they call a bee martin.
Now, this is a big bird that.
Chickens?
Now, this is the kind of bird that kills, that hunts.
Owls, what you want?
Yeah.
Owls.
Yeah. Now, what different kinds of these are there?
Well, there's a hoot owl, there's a night owl. Screech owl.
Yeah. Now the screech owl is different from the night owl.
He's that little old aggravating thing, you know. He'll start hollering and flying around just about dusk at dark. Screech owl will.
What is a night owl like?
Well, a night owl is a pretty good sized thing, and they resemble a hawk, I guess, because they'll catch chickens and carry them off.
They don't look so much like a hoot owl then.
I'd say they're between a hoot owl and a hawk. Night owl is.
Uh-huh. Do they have them around? Do you see them around here?
Well, you don't hardly ever see one of them things. Mm-hmm. No, you don't hardly ever see a night hawk or a night owl.
Now, the kind of a bird that gets up in a tree and
pecker woods.
All right. Now, what are they? You know, there's some that these redhead ones. These great. They're almost maybe the size of a half-grown chicken.
Yeah.
What do they call those big ones?
They call them old redhead pecker woods.
Did you ever hear them called a woodchuck?
Yeah, woodchuck.
Now, is a woodchuck the same thing as a?
That'd be the proper name for the woodchuck.
Have you heard of people eating them?
Yeah. Yeah.
The
old redhead. I've heard people say they eat them, but I never did.
Do you still see them around much?
They're common.
Uh-huh.
They're very common, them old redhead peckerwood, woodchuck, whatever what you want to call them.
Okay. And this animal that gives off a bad smell is called a
skunk, polecat.
Okay. And if you're talking about all the different kinds of little animals that bother your chickens,
it'd be rats, possums, weasels, and the polecat, fox.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess that's good. Now, would you have a word for all of them together? You'd say, "I'm going to have to sit out at night and try to get them." You weren't talking about any one in particular.
I said, "You ever watch for them varmints?"
Yeah. Now, did you ever use the word varmints for people? Calling people varmints?
Yeah, I'd say that varmint ought to do this or do that.
Okay,
yeah.
What kind of person would you use that?
Well, it'd just probably be somebody that'd tell you he'd have to do something, and he wouldn't. You'd say that varmint ought to come on and help me.
Someone who wasn't very reliable or something. Now, these little animals that run up trees.
Squirrels.
Yeah. Now, what are there? A couple of different kinds of squirrels around.
Yeah, there's fox squirrel and this the old gray squirrel.
Now, is there a special kind of gray squirrel that there's still another kind of gray squirrel that is pretty? It moves very fast and is kind of pretty. It might be a little prettier than the ordinary gray squirrel. Maybe smaller too.
Oh, them.